Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I had me a moment last night. I really, really did. My nephew and his wonderful bride, Sarah, and their gorgeous little daughter, Eleanor, came over and they brought their new baby.
Aww.
Baby Charlotte.
Beautiful
and,
name.
This is where, when you do what I do, if there's something good or exciting, I can't even possibly contain anything. I just blab it right out.
Sure.
I think they were smart enough where they refrained from giving me this detail because I asked about it. I said, and what is the baby's middle name? And Sarah, wonderful, beautiful Sarah, looked at me and said, her name is Charlotte O'Mara Parsley. She gave the baby's middle name. She made the baby's middle name O'Mara, and and I'm like, like that.
Is that when Danny Boy automatically played in your house?
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are gone. It was a moment. It was a moment.
Is Charlotte a family name?
Don't think so. No, okay. I don't think so. Now, she's got two sisters. She's got a huge family, and they're a wonderful family. And it was just, he's on paternity leave down here for 5 weeks. So I have a buddy. I have a golfing buddy, and I'm excited about it. I'm really, really excited about bringing my nephew over here. And, it just was really, really cool having them over, and it was just a pretty sweet thing. She did the same thing with their daughter Eleanor with her mother's maiden name.
That's cool.
Awesome. And it's just such a wonderful
perfect.
I don't know if it's done commonly. I know in Southern families they do it like in Southern families they get. I had guys like Lindsay Hooper that were they take a first name and make it the grandpa. There's some system in the South, but what they do, this family, they just popped in a last name to honor the last name of people they loved, and specifically my mom. And it was just so wonderful that they did that. And I woke up thinking about it.
That
I woke
family
up thinking
is the
about
best.
How cool it was. It's really, really cool. So those of you that are listening to me right now, and you maybe have little ones, in the future, Oscar, it's probably
never
a really cool thing to pop a last name of somebody that's in the family. I think it's just super cool.
It makes me feel bad with Julia's middle name.
Julia?
No, it was...
What is Julia's middle name?
Julia's middle name, so help me God, was named after Bruce Willis's character in Moonlighting.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Julie Addison Spiewak.
Yeah, Addison. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there's a backstory to it.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Is that we really originally wanted
like getting a tattoo.
I know. I was young and stupid. Still like the show a lot.
Listen
but,
to this, Gary. Brilliant.
But you see, we wanted to
was
name
the
her.
Was the show on when she was born?
No, it was not. But it's still... It weighed
that's
heavy
even dumber,
on my
Rob.
Mind. Yeah, well, you know, I've
that's
done a
even
lot of
dumber.
I've done a lot of dumb things. I don't know that this would even make the top five, but it merits a mention. She was going to be named Madeline because
have
I like
you,
the name
have
Madeline.
Have you spent most of your life with people thinking you were bright?
Oh, no.
Because I've always thought you were bright.
No,
and, like,
I have a
daily,
certain...
Daily, you say something like this.
He's bright in the radio
I,
world.
He's bright. Well, he's bright to talk to. He's got a great gift of gab, but then
the
I hear this.
Surface level knowledge.
You named your daughter after a television character on drama?
We wanted
like
to...
Like a dramedy?
It was... My
not
guys,
even a top 100 dramedy.
Oh, I think it was at the time. It was very popular when it was on.
A legendary character of fiction, perhaps.
Right.
A legendary film character, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
maybe a Greek god.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's why really seriously, my greatest character in the movies, I was thinking about naming my son Michael Spicoli O'Mara, but I didn't do it. I chose.
There's no
it.
Birth certificate for me in here.
Mr. Han.
You dick.
Learning about Cuba, having a baby.
No, we were going to name her Madeline because I really did like the name, but that was...
Albright?
No, I just liked the name Madeline.
Julia Madeline Spiewak?
No, she was going to be named Madeline. I think Madeline Caroline was going to be her name.
That's beautiful. And Julia's beautiful. The first name.
Well, Julia,
you got the first name right.
We went Julia because...
We didn't name her after Diane Carroll.
Right, that's Oscar, such you a don't great get joke 40 years
no,
ago.
No, you don't no, get that,
I'm
do you?
Sorry.
Are we talking over 40 years ago that TV show?
I aged out of that joke.
There was a show. There was a sitcom about a nurse named Julia. Named Julia.
What about Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
That's good. And also the Beatles song Julia, but none of these.
Let me help him. Look up Diane Carroll, because Diane Carroll, in her day. Don't do the come on.
D-I-A-H.
We got a guest today.
Please, we have a guest here. New we have intern. A new intern. Please, please.
He's
going to
say,
Mr. Rob's inappropriate.
I'm giving some serious thought about banning you from certain discussions.
Yeah. Topics you can't handle.
You know, topics that are just that you just gross me and Oscar out on when you talk about. Even with that, look up Diane Carroll. She was a very, very beautiful African American actress who played a nurse.
Oh, Catwoman.
This was a smash. Was this not a smash hit show?
It was a big smash hit. And also, she was the first African American lead woman in a sitcom, I believe.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, so it was called Julia. And she was married to. Oh my gosh, she was married to somebody famous. I know she was married, to somebody famous.
Quincy for a while. Did she marry Quincy Jones?
I'm not sure. She was. See, I know she was married to somebody.
Spouses, Monty Kay and Vic Damone.
Vic Damone, that's it.
Vic Damone, okay. Yeah. I thought she was married to somebody famous.
Robert DeLeon and Freddie Glusman as well.
Okay. All right, very good.
A lot of guys.
Thank you. All right. So what were you saying?
Julia was going to be named Madeline because I liked the name, and coincidentally, it was the name of the character in Moonlighting, but that's not the reason we chose it. Now, Carrie's sister at the time said that if she ever had a daughter, she wanted the name Madeline, so we were sort of edged out of that. And so we went with another Moonlighting-related name for the middle name, but Julia is Big Daddy's wife's name. My grandmother.
All right. Well, that's the way. And so you look back, Addison, how does Julia feel about the middle name?
I don't know that she knows of its derivation.
Really?
I should tell her.
Tell her that there's a distant relative that owned the Radisson Hotel Company.
And
Radisson.
Yeah. And we got bad stationery.
Yeah.
There was a typo. And that ever since that name, they've called her Addison.
For some reason, that made me think of the Cat in the Hat. And yesterday was one of the rare moments where my son realizes my gift of impressions.
Oh, how great is that, though?
Well, I don't do it very often, but I was doing the Martin Short version of the Cat in the Hat, which is all over the animation right now.
Uh-huh.
So he likes the Cat in the Hat, and I say, "You're gonna watch that TV all day." So it was, and he looked at me, and he had this kind of quizzical look on his face. "Oh my God, Daddy sounds like Cat in the Hat." I had Carlos said, "I said, look at his face when I do this again." It's like, "What did you eat those peanuts, Mother got for you? You can't, because you're allergic." And it was, and he's kind of looking at me with that head cocked, Daddy doing the voice.
Daddy's so talented.
Does he laugh if you do James Mason?
Michael, make sure you adjust your car seat. Make sure the car seat is snug. In case we have any unforeseen collisions.
Is there any others that he are the hits for him?
Yeah.
I did last night because the kids were over. I did the classic, which is the Donald Duck sneeze.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And baby Eleanor at the end of the night was in my lap, and she was on the chair leg sitting there just watching me and just enthralled with it. And so I do that. At his school, when I pick him up, there are three other boys there that all call me Daddy. That go, Daddy, Daddy, and they doing that silly
voice. I'm
sure
voice their folks love that.
And for the it's gotten embarrassing because I go in there and the teacher's like, I don't know why they do that. I said, okay, why don't you try to figure out why they're doing that?
Well, the prize is you entertain them.
I think I did two pickups this year with shtick. And when I did the shtick, they knew I did the voices, so they wanted me. I did the whole repertoire. I did the Donald Duck sneeze. I did Barney. I did Mickey Mouse. And they wanted the whole thing. And
what's
so now
Mickey?
It's just like, hello, Donald. Hello. I think I did. I think I did Goofy. I did Goofy for him too. You know, so I did. Look at,
hey,
look
it's
at
fun
him.
To watch
look
Oscar be 2 years old, isn't it?
That's his. That's I, it's a oh, window into it. his sense of humor. So I
hey,
did
Oscar,
that,
does this they, entertain you?
Okay.
Look, I got keys. Look, they jingle.
It's gonna be so cruel sometimes.
But anyway, so this is we you brought up Julia, and I know you were saying before the show that this is the weekend, right? This is the big weekend
today
when it actually happens.
Is her final behind the wheel test. Now, I did not know this. Do you know now you don't have to go to the DMV to take your behind the wheel test?
Oh no, I did not know that.
Now your licensed AAA whatever school that you know teaches you behind the wheel, they administer the test.
Oh wow!
So is the driver coming to pick her up for her test?
4 o'clock on Saturday, which is a very, very, very tedious time because the DMV is already closed for the weekend. So if and when she passes, she can't actually get her license until Monday. But we will know at dinner time.
Does she care about it as much? Because that is urgency that I would feel when I got my license, that you would feel when you got yours, but you've indicated that Julia doesn't really give a rat's ass.
She is
to the road.
Actually, now that she's reaching the end of behind the wheel, I see a spark of urgency,
freedom,
and excitement.
Then
and
I can understand how you're kind of frustrated because you don't get the actual license until Monday.
Although she did say, you know what, Dad, this driving school, if I pass the first time, I get a T-shirt. I said, yeah.
That's cool. That's
and
wonderful.
Your driver's license. Can we please focus on the big picture?
Is her competitive instinct, is that basically sparked now where she really, really wants to be the, pass it on the first try? Do you think she's going to be able to do it?
If she cannot speed, she will pass.
Jesus, that's easy. Then drum that one into it. They don't have to parallel park anymore.
No, but they actually, yesterday's lesson was parallel parking.
But they don't have to do it to pass.
No, and it was great.
Isn't that the American way? Yeah. Yep. As we've watered down and dumbed down. You should know how to parallel park. It's very important.
She comes in the house. I hear the garage door open. She comes in. Dad, what? Parallel parking sucks. No S.
Yeah, let's remove it from requirements because we're Americans and we're going to take it away because it's hard.
So it is. There life. You go. So, so tomorrow, Saturday, 4 o'clock, she will be picked up and we will know by dinner time whether or not she passed.
Text me and let me know.
Yeah, I'll will. I think she
don't
will.
Don't text me.
I never do.
The other day when I was leaving, you said, text me if you shoot a good score?
I never got a text.
You never got a text. There you go. There it is. Yeah. That's all we need to say about that. This about that. So I'm excited for her.
Me too. I hope she does well. And I already every time she gets in the car, I say the same thing. Check your mirrors, buckle your seatbelt, because if you don't check your mirrors, even if it's your own car, they will fail you. You have to check your mirrors every time.
Have you considered putting a camera in the car that she drives?
I have considered it, but I haven't done it yet.
Are you freaked out that speeding is the only... I mean, she's got
a
lead foot.
That's a big problem.
Well, that is a big problem because it demonstrates to me a lack of awareness of the danger.
Coordination.
Well,
or coordination, which is even worse.
I think that it's not
coordination.
It's not coordination. She is a wonderful, delicate, perfect machine. She drives fast.
Okay.
She's not.
Is she wearing Heelys when she's driving?
You mean the thing with the wheels on them?
Yeah, roll down.
No, she doesn't have those. Right. But I think that of all the problems to have, speeding is the most controllable. Don't you think?
Why?
Because you teach her to not speed. It does make sense. If she doesn't know how to merge, if she can't be aware of her surroundings, if she doesn't have spatial acuity and runs into things.
God, you're a melonhead sometimes. All problems come from speeding. Don't
that is the root.
This.
But I'm saying
this
that's the easiest to cure. It's
well,
the easiest to cure.
I just asked you what's going to be your one problem with the driving test. You said that she speeds.
Well,
she speeds. She hasn't even gotten her license yet. What's she doing speeding?
I can't imagine that she's doing like 90 in a 25. I'm just saying that the only feedback
but
she's gotten from her teacher.
You can't imagine you've driven with her, Johnny Engagement. What is the deal?
She doesn't
Have
speed with me.
She doesn't speed with you.
No, but I'm
saying. Did she speed one time?
Twice of, I think, 8 sessions with behind-the-wheel teacher Smart, she has been told, slow down, you have a lead foot. And Mrs. Smart, it turns out.
Is it
trade-off?
Is it 35 and a 25 or smarts. Is it like 65 and a 25? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's speeding and then there's danger. You know,
if I
you
have go not a gotten specifics over. On numbers.
Have you? Okay.
But every time I have been with her, she has been dead on. When she drives with me,
all right.
she doesn't okay. speed. So all who knows? Maybe the smarts are a little too sensitive, but then they're teachers.
Maybe the speewacks okay. a little too loosey-goosey. Did you tell her that there's a 10 mile per hour?
Oscar, I'm sorry. It's time to spend. He doesn't want to confront you directly, so that's why each day we're asking him to upload an insult. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Spiewak insult of the day.
Jesus Christ, you are a disgrace to the country of Bolivia, if such a thing is possible. I know they're glad they got rid of you to come here to mangle the English language every bit as successful as you were at mangling your own home. Throw away any radiators lately?
There we are. Okay. That's Damn. It. We'll have another one Monday.
Ouch.
Sick we'll burn. Have one.
That is a yes. sick burn face. Yeah. Jesus Christ, you are a disgrace to the country of Bolivia.
All right, there we are.
Jesus Christ, you are a disgrace to the country of Bolivia.
Might edit that one down.
Maybe they just, sometimes they're short.
Yes, absolutely. Isn't that?
Jesus Christ, you are a disgrace to the country of Bolivia.
Oh, God. Yeah, 10 mile. Did you tell her the old 10 mile an hour gap trick that we all think that we have with the cops?
Yeah, it's basically if you're going 50 on a 55, you go 65. If
I've
you're going
never on a allowed her
65,
to
65, you go just 69, and, you know, and that's it. Yeah.
When yeah. I drive with her, we do not fudge the speed limit. As a matter of fact, I was very...
My God. That maybe now I know why. She's rebelling because she's driven with you for all those years.
Her entire life, she's been going slow. Exactly. And now she just wants to go fast.
Would you enlighten people the history going all the way back to the Don and Mike show where we would, where you literally would not drive a mile over the speed limit? And we used to go nuts because you would drive like seriously a 78-year-old woman.
And my perfect driving record? It shows.
Yeah, you had a perfect driver. Well, not a perfect.
Well, yeah. One time
not perfect, pal.
Yeah.
The problem is sometimes if you drink, you make bad decisions. But every time I've driven sober, it's been perfect.
Jesus. Oh, my God. But you don't drive fast, and that's probably driven her nuts a little bit.
I don't know. I think that the speed limit, Mike, just like when you're playing a board game, the rules are there to make it more fun. So why would you want to exceed the speed limit? I'm not Sammy Hagar.
To pass
to get
go.
To where you're going.
That's yeah. true, I suppose.
Faster.
But she can drive.
I'm a speeder. I'm not proud of it. I'm a speeder. I shouldn't be one, but
I've never seen you go over 100 miles an hour.
That drove me to work today, the Lyft, yeah. right? It. The lady in her Prius, she moved at 60 miles an hour and 25 mile an hour. So, and I was like,
"Atta girl, that, I like it."
Yeah, I was
speed.
Like, yeah. "You see
yeah.
that I have to make it to work by 8, and you right. respect it.
That's
you
a, respect I love that. It. Is there anything move. Better?
Oh,
is there
I love
anything
it.
Better when you're in a city than getting a driver that oh, gets you to yeah. where you are going?
I
fast.
Admit
it's
that's
beautiful.
Pretty amazing. You know,
school zones." Forget about it. Let's just roll through. Mm-hmm.
Do you
Don't
remember
see any kids.
We had the driver in New York, Richard, and not only would he drive fast, he would take a car that was 72 inches wide through a 73-inch tunnel.
Yep.
I mean,
it was beautiful.
You could see nose hairs next to you.
New York limo driver. Spectacular.
Oh, he was the best.
The reason why I lifted, I know that we're going overtime here, is that my car... is stuck between two cars on the street.
Oh, they parallel park too tight?
So close that I can't get out.
Oh, I'd be pissed at that. I would be pissed at that. And that's on the, are you able to identify who it's on? Is it the car in front of you or the car in back of you?
Both.
Both of them did.
Yeah, both of them. Just
well,
they
when,
said,
when this, you parked originally, and I'm guessing parallel park,
there was
right?
No, yeah, nothing was around.
Oh, so they both, okay.
They
so
both backed in and parked in back and in front of me were, I literally got out. I'm like, well, this isn't going to work. Time to call.
If you were to back up into the car and shove it back, would it hit a car in back of it?
No.
Or is it just, does it go to the street? They have
they
room?
They just weren't self-aware to say, okay, this jerk might not have enough room in front of him or back. Happens in the city once in a while.
Sure.
Occupational hazard.
That's sad.
I think that's the story behind that dead Cadillac that's been in front of your house for 10 years. Not a scrap of vinyl left
hey,
on
before
that
we get
land
out of here,
top.
Let me finish the Rob insult that I paused.
Such a thing is possible. I know they're glad they got rid of you to come here to mangle the English language every bit as successful as you were at.
It's every bit as successfully.
I was all worked up. I was insulting him. What do you want? Perfect. Mangling your own home. Throw away any radiators lately?
If you're mangling the language and then you're accusing me of mangling the language.
It's kind of a contradiction.
Hey, yes. You know what would be great if Julia sped and hit Oscar? Okay,
thank you. That was a real one right there.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't know if I can tell this. Well, I won't mention names, but we had a rock group come through here and we saw them coming, so we put down the rubber sheets in the beds, but apparently they weren't aware that there was a toilet in the room, so we had a lot of cleaning to do after they checked out, and, you know, roasting a goat in the room, I still to this day don't understand. Getting the smell of cumin and charcoal out of the drapes was a chore unto itself, so that was a big deal. We get an imprint in the credit card for a lot of money now, and we learned from that one.
I used to be able to name every nut that there was.
There it is.
And that used to drive my mother crazy. So I'd go to sleep. She'd hear me in the other room, and she would just start yelling. I'd say, peanut, hazelnut, cashew nut, macadamia nut. That was the one that was sent her into a going crazy. She said, you stop naming nuts. Pine nut, which is a nut, but it's also the name of the town. Pistachio nut, red pistachio nut, natural, all natural white pistachio nut.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Dang. Kilimanjaro cookout.
Do you know why we chose this?
Why's that?
It's Nutville.
Nutville. Oh, that's right. It's not Kilimanjaro Cookout.
No, it's from the Roar of 74.
This is a classic big band 70s chart right here. Man, oh man. Buddy Rich and the Buddy Rich Big Band, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Nutville. Hit it, boys.
It is a 70s chart. It's a 70s chart because it has like a lot of minor in it.
Yeah.
It's dark. I don't think we've ever played it. No.
You've never played this? This
I've never heard this.
This is how old I am,
more
if you really want to know.
I get
excited about this. Cashew nut.
White,
Nutville.
White pistachio nut.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We are on now. And brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're in need of great talent for your business, but you are short on time, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools. Let ZipRecruiter help. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click. Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and then invites them to apply. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them, and that makes for a quick and an efficient and a quality hire. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire that man. Just going to be a couple of weeks down the road. The Mike O'Mara Show crew is on our way to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Can't wait.
And he's posting pictures. He's giving me advice. His big thing yesterday was posting a picture of a toilet. And he's very excited about his new bathroom.
I have to admit, if that is his toilet, I mean, and there's no reason to believe that it isn't. But there's no way to believe that it's not a stock photo from Getty Images. But if that is his toilet.
Is he going
to
put something else in there?
That's handicap accessible.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay, I've been down we had an issue at the old Big O and Duke Studios in Manassas, which is basically an abandoned warehouse. And
a haunted abandoned warehouse.
They were remodeling the bathrooms there for 4 months. And we finally got a toilet, so we didn't have to go to the Shell station up the road. And we said, hey, what about that dead space next to the left and right? You want to put like 10 more urinals in there? And they said,
exactly.
No. There's a bunch of code.
Oh, code.
For the wheels. You know, and the handicap.
All right. So it's a handicap space. Yes. Well, Jimmy has indicated.
And I guess the old bathroom must have been grandfathered in.
Oh, of course.
Because you were only handicapped while you were in it.
Is he going to have two toilets in the bathroom?
Oh, I would assume he is. Still a one-hitter. That is a shame.
Yeah, he's got to go big or go home.
You know, because he put the picture up. He's very cagey and
vague,
cryptic.
Very vague.
About certain things. He loves being vague. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'll say something like, Jimmy, are you excited about the grand opening? Is he going to, we'll keep him fingers crossed. I said, well, are all the permits up to date? Are we all on time? He said, it's going to be a good game. It's like, okay, all right, I get what you're saying here, but.
He tries to paint himself as sort of like a bar owner Santa Claus, that like he's going to lay the finger aside of his nose and wink, and we're going to go, oh, the magic of Jimmy.
It's
going
to happen. He's gun shy also because this was supposed to happen 6 years ago.
Yeah, about 6 years ago.
Here's the latest. We have agreed to be there for his Super Bowl party, which, you know, by the way, the last I checked, the game starts at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then it went to, we'll have a grand opening on
at
Saturday,
four.
And we said Saturday. I said, Jimmy, we're coming in Sunday. We're you know, I'm flying in on Saturday. We will be there Sunday for the game. Then he said, we'll do, if it's the grand opening, we'll do that at 4. I said, I'd be getting there between 4 and 5 anyway. Yeah. I'd be getting there for a little pregame.
We'll give you that's 2 hours bonus time.
Yeah, that's now 3 o'clock. That is now the official grand
that's
opening,
Mike,
which
known,
is
known as the Cerrito creep.
He creeps another hour
earlier and earlier and earlier.
He creeped to 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he creeped to 3 on it, and he informed me that they will do a ribbon cutting. And he said, you, the landlord, and the mayor of Herndon will be cutting the ribbon. So if that is the case, if it is indeed going to be a grand opening, I will be in fine company with Jimmy's landlord and the mayor, and I'm honored to be part of that. How does a three-person... I've seen that before, right? Where three people cut a ribbon simultaneously.
Yeah, but he will
like
not
that.
Have three pairs of scissors.
No, he won't. No, he won't. And he'll be just dressed in like a chicken wing suit or something.
He'll be dressed as a ribbon.
Yeah, that's the way it'll work.
And if Jimmy sees his shadow, what does that mean?
I don't
Six
know.
Six more weeks of no permits.
Here's
Can you please dress with a top hat? Like old timey. Oh,
yeah. You want me to dress in a top hat?
Yeah. I think
bring the circus hat.
Yeah. Hold on. All right.
Yes. Finally, this hat that Mark Riddell created for him.
We need a utility for this.
Yes. We've been waiting for this for a while.
It's like we have props over the decades, right?
Yes, we do.
We know we're going to use them. People call us hoarders. We're not hoarders.
No, we're just prepared.
We just know at some point in the next 20 years, we're going to need this.
Yes, we are. And what's so great about that is he thinks that by inviting the mayor, who is a lovely lady, she's going to legitimize this grand opening. And Mike shows up in the Elvis of top hats that is literally bejeweled.
There's
not 1 inch of fabric that does not have some sort of sparkle on it and a leaf, a beautiful gold leaf.
That
you
rules.
Must. And
that
the greatest
rules.
Show on earth on top.
That rules.
Oh, it's a video day.
Well,
oh,
it's great to be here. It won't fit in the suitcase, though. I'm not going to bring it.
And you know what? Hat boxes, inconvenient.
And also from the 1940s.
Yeah. It's a real treat. And now a collector's item, right? This
could
absolutely. Be very valuable. Mm-hmm. Couldn't this be somebody?
Oh, Mike, that is a weekend trip to Atlantic City.
Mike, you couldn't carry that on. Come on. It would be so
what
great.
What if I wore it on?
Yeah, I mean, you could. The guy behind you wouldn't be able to see.
If I wore it on, I would be disappointed to be sitting next to my family because I'd like to come up to somebody and go, is this seat taken? Or like this.
The hat is so tall, it would block the air vent going to the person and back and in front of you.
Oh, and he pulls it down over his face. Now you look like a Bazooka Joe character.
Who's going to watch the cat in the hat? All right.
If you use that hat, I'm sure
consider at least consider carrying it on, or maybe your wife could do it.
You do it. All right. Anyway,
you do it.
Okay, I'll be there in 20 minutes.
You do it. Yeah, so Jimmy, we're set, and big consternation in Patriots Nation. Mm. And I just would like to say to all the Jacksonville Jaguars fans that are listening to me right now, guys, do not succumb to the greatest cheating organization in the history of sports cheating organizations, the New England Patriots, all right? All over Boston, all over the media.
It's a ruse.
This business about Tom Brady hurting his thumb, but we really don't know what. We don't really know what happened. Did he jam it? Did he break it? He got a cut. Handing up. It's garbage. This is what they do. Do not. Tom Brady will come out like a whirling dervish in that championship game on Sunday at 3 o'clock. He will come out and he will go nuts. So please do not be confused by this Patriots ruse that is going.
Yeah, Mike,
Oscar,
if I remember correctly,
they do this every season.
You're right.
They do this every season.
And our friend Dominic Foxworth from the Morning Roast on ESPN, he mentioned this. He said, look, the guy's got a documentary coming out about his life.
Right.
And his wife is a supermodel. He is a dreamboat. This is classic, like, propaganda.
Absolutely.
Just like, hey, he may be hurt. Why don't we expend the extra 3 hours for their backup just in case they have to go to a running or a different quarterback?
That's right.
Right?
And let's get the other team focusing on everything else.
Sleight of hand. It's literally sleight of hand.
So that's my thing. Now, if he comes out and he's really hurt, I'll be as surprised
as
anybody.
Even if he is, Mike, a little, you know, HGH in the thumb.
Yeah.
Cures everything.
Mm-hmm. As what's his name? Jerry Glanville used to say. He used to use the needles,
pantomime.
By the way, see if we can get Fox in here before the Super Bowl.
That would be fun.
Yes.
I'd love to talk with Dominique Foxworth. It would be wonderful.
I'll text him right now.
I might be getting actually a little excited about football. And even though I don't have any dogs in the fight at all, I mean, Philadelphia and who we got? Philadelphia and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really that connected to that game. And Jacksonville, New England. You would think you're a New Englander. No, I went south for my football with the New York Giants. So it's not that big a deal for me. So we'll see what happens.
I think the Vikings are going to have a tremendous bandwagon sort of effect because of the spectacular ending of that game. I think that sucked a lot of people in.
Well, I think people might be motivated also.
And the Super Bowl is in Minnesota.
Because it's in Minnesota.
Oh, it's up there, you know.
They might be jacked up about it. So it's going to be very... And that's Sports Talk. Sports Talk,
Jack,
Mike O'Mara.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Meet the New Intern.
Yay!
Woo! We have a brand new intern, and we also have a established intern on the show that we need to chat
something
with.
Something old, something new.
Yes. Something orange. Something with a shirt too tight. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Frey with Political Persuasions. On the newest episode of the show, we break down our national political discourse, which somehow includes porn stars and assholes, plus Trump's war on the press, and, well, a lot of tough talk.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeO'MaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Yeah, we get into a whole bunch of different stuff on Political Persuasions.
It was a fun one yesterday.
I will say this, what I said to Chris Freites when we got done doing our Political Persuasion show. Folks, I am now excited when it's time to tape that show. I come in and love talking to this guy. He is so informed. He is so enlightening. Not only will you be entertained, but you will. I guarantee you, you will be educated every week. It doesn't seem like we do any show where Chris Freites does not bring some tidbit of behind-the-scenes information that enlightens me, and hopefully it will you as well. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's a great time to make a new start, buying a new home, refinancing. Home values have gone up. That means you can refinance to pay off other debt, making it tax deductible, or refi to eliminate PMI, mortgage insurance. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily. They know how to help. It's likely the Fed will raise rates 3 times this year. 3 times. So you need to get locked in before the rates go way up. And by the way, there's a lot going on financially that's confusing, and you need to know what's going on. Cornerstone First Financial can look at your rate, lock it in, and they can do it before it's too late. The spring housing market is already heating up, and call them right now. Cornerstone First Financial. Get pre-approved before you meet with a realtor.
So cool.
We We know these guys. They are our friends, and soon they'll be yours, too. Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right now. Do it today. Cornerstone First Financial. We have a brand new intern, and 'tis the season. We welcome from American University, Abigail, our
Jessica.
Brand new. What is it?
Jessica.
Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica. And Jessica is from American University. Yes. I got that part right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
Get right on the microphone, please.
Yes.
How are you?
Project your voice.
How are you, Jessica?
Good.
Oh, there we go. Yay! Yeah. Is your headphone level okay? Because I'm sure the guys didn't ask you. Thank you. Okay.
What year are you in at the American University?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior, and where do you hail from in these United States?
Seattle.
Oh, we have lots of listeners out there in the Washington
representing.
State. Representing. Mm. Oh, man. You know, a lot of people are going to be happy about that. Seattle. Mm. Why American University? Was it because I went there?
No, I decided to come out to the East Coast to try it, but I think I like the West Coast a little better.
And
it is better. That's why.
You are a broadcast journalism major, and you are, I'll tell you, this is the seat of journalism in Washington, D.C., is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
You will. No, I'm lying, of course. It's not. It has nothing to do with broadcast journalism. But we have a lot of fun, and we have a great, great history of American University interns. Isn't that right, Rob?
Absolutely. Some of our favorites have come from
AU.
Solid
pedigree.
Yes, ma'am, sir.
Now, Jessica, you're living off campus now, but you used to live on campus. Are you living in one of those stinky college group homes?
Yes.
Oh,
hey, I got that right.
That's best. That's
exciting. What drew you to the Mike O'Mara Show? What motivated you to drop in? And this is a two-part question. The first part is what drew you to the show, and the second part will be, now that you've come into the studios and seen what we do, are you realizing that you've made a terrible mistake?
Well, so I saw the application online through AU Career Web, so I decided to apply, and then I came in, met everyone, saw that you get hands-on experience as an intern, which you don't really get anywhere else, and everyone's really nice. So, and seeing your what you guys have done so far, it's really great. I'm really happy to be here.
So I will tell you, Jessica, when we talk about hands-on, the fact is that it really is a hands-on experience. As a matter of fact, Rob and Oscar and Pony and I are going to be leaving now, and the rest of the show.
I hope you prepped a few hot topics.
Yes.
The rest of the show will
your
be
top 10 will be for the day.
Oscar, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
Well, and I'm happy you mentioned what hands-on means and the experience you get, because that's what we've been wanting to build from since we started.
From scratch.
Yeah, from scratch, because we said we wanted to build a culture of inclusion, and while we may once in a while highlight and berate, you'll see that in just a few minutes with the guy to the left of you, Adrian. We are a family, and we want people to really excel here. And then the dream is you break out of here and you go to bigger and better things.
And take us with you.
And hire us later on in life. No, but really, that's the whole point. You essentially get what you give in this internship, and most people give because they see what they receive in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that I have had in my broadcast career, I've had interns that have gone on to amazing things. You know, one of the guys, John Brinkus, was one of our interns. He ended up being on TV and a wonderful television producer. Then we've got Greg Garcia,
who went
on to produce Yes, Dear, and some other shows out
there. He's an Emmy Award winner, Greg Garcia.
Emmy Award winner, which is exciting. And, you know, we open it up. Now, on your
Rob Ford. Ford began as your intern.
Hold on a second. Let me get his music. Okay.
Oh, Rob.
I'm so sorry. Hey, so do you want to be on air? Is that why you're getting the degree, or do you want to be a behind-the-scenes person?
I think I want to be on air, but I'm not sure. Like, I wouldn't mind, like, editing my own stuff and, like, putting the content out there, because I feel like, especially now, that's possible with how the...
Do you have any broadcast heroes? Do you have any broadcast journalism heroes?
Not really, no.
Okay. Ask her again at the end of this show.
Yeah, one might be in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or no, I'm sorry, on the television screen.
Thank you. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. Well, we welcome you, and, you know, the sky's the limit. We have a lot of fun content that's generated by interns, and I don't want to put any extra pressure on you, but it's just a fact, and I'm sorry if this is discriminatory, but it is a fact, and you should be aware of it, Cindy. That it is
Jessica is her name.
Jessica. You should be aware of it. I'll get it. Jessica, you should be aware of the fact that in the great tradition of interns, this is just a fact that the female interns that come in here are brighter than the male interns.
Yeah.
It's
just
always
been.
Yes. It's always been the case. No pressure, though. Everything's going to be fine. No. Don't worry about it. Speaking of interns,
I want to say hi to Vincent if he's listening. Hi, Vince.
We messed up with Vincent. I'm sorry. Just quick sidebar.
I don't even know Vincent. Jessica. Did you chase Vincent? Now, did you chase him out or what?
Vincent was from American University. He came in here dressed like an adult, acted accordingly, was responsible, never late, quiet guy, great audience, was learning about broadcasting. We had this big holiday blowout, and then I noticed he was missing. And then when he came back from break, we had like one episode before the winter break. I said, hey, why didn't you come to our holiday party? He's like, I wasn't invited. And then we lost him forever.
And he was
like,
gone.
That's what ruined.
Mm-hmm. You know what? There's a lesson
so
there, Jessica.
So he's not a success story.
Okay, but always communicate. And if always, you feel always. Like you need to know something, everybody is approachable. Everybody can help you. And that man to your right who is just hanging on by a thread as the executive producer of this show, you know, do what he as far as, you know, all the computer skills that he will show you are invaluable. They're terrific. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His communication skills are continuously lacking. So make sure you speak when you have a question, that you ask about what's going on. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
You know, I one time went from intern to producer of a major radio show, so it can happen.
Well, it happened to you, what, four times?
Yeah. Well, only one time from intern to producer.
Right.
But then you lost that producer job multiple times.
Yeah, but I produced the Don and Mike show more than everyone else put together.
Yes, you did. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Oh,
Adrian
God.
Here?
Yes. Bring Adrian in. Bring him to the microphone, please. Yes. Let's find out, because he is here today. Saw him before the show. And let's find out what's going on in his world. Are you there, Adrian?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
How are you, son?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to have my car back. Early morning this morning.
Did you see the fatwa he put out this morning? The decree?
No, I did not.
No, I did not.
Oh, my
no.
God. Oh,
really?
I saw it this morning. He put it out yesterday. Adrian.
Oh, about his personal life.
Yes.
Yes.
Adrian decided to make a statement on behalf of himself on Facebook to our TMOS fan club, thanking everybody for the concern in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in his own words, he wrote, I can't wait to prove the haters wrong.
Yes. That's right.
You know what? I took a moratorium from the fan club yesterday. I decided that I'd just hang out with my new baby grandniece, Charlotte O'Mara Parsley, and hang out with her. And it was just a little too much of that sticky hate that you see all over that fan page. I got a little frustrated.
Well, Adrian is 100 miles an hour, Adrian, right now. He came in rapping that he was back. Very, very excited. Introduced himself to the new intern three times in a row. He's
right.
Very, very excited to be here.
Also, may I add this?
Yes.
If you have essentially become the mayor, as I said yesterday, Loserville.
Right.
And you just got back your car because somehow it took a week to
Adrian.
Get to Maryland. Yada, yada, yada. Thank you, Mike.
Garcia.
Don't you think the last thing you do is write some manifesto on Facebook saying how great you're going to be? What
now
about just being great?
No, I mean, I want to prove all the haters wrong. I have to be proud of myself. I have to, you know,
you
have that initiative.
You can do that without typing. You can do it by doing it.
You can also.
He likes the social media. He's a bit addicted to the social media. I understand. I mean, I like social
saying,
media
I'm
as
the
much
listener
as the
liaison.
Is that what you are?
My unofficial title.
All right, now hold on, son. And it's the second time I've called you son. There will not be a third.
It's hard to not call him son because of his tiny stature.
Show title. Listener liaison.
Adrian, when did you get this self-described position as listener liaison?
I don't know. I gave it to myself.
Mm. Hey,
I like
can
to
I ask
chat
a question about
listeners.
The? Shut up for a second, Adrian. Can I ask a question about the fan page? Has anybody noticed a sluggishness on that page?
I have.
On that, have you noticed that? Why?
I noticed
why is
actually.
That
I noticed an overall sluggishness on Facebook this morning. It was loading really slow. I don't know. Maybe it's the new metrics. Everyone keeps talking about. Yeah, they're doing it wrong. Oh, that's the problem.
First thing I see.
No.
As the listener.
Oh my God, that is. You know what? How come your father gets busted out, but Stephanie Larson can put up a picture of like pubes and like seeing the guy's male part through his pants?
Mike, it's the current political climate we live in. They do can do what they want.
Oh, he's wearing a kilt, but it looks like he. That, I'm not going to say what it looks like. Hey. I can't say that on the.
If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not a picture of my dad?
Unscrollable, by the way, the fan page. Unscrollable. It's like, is that the GIFs that do that? Is that what makes that?
We'd have to recreate it offline, Mike. We're not going to fix it right now.
Pony, will GIFs slow things down, though?
They definitely. I mean, they're really big files.
Thank you.
That's the answer to your question.
Okay, I said thank you.
Remember when I texted you earlier?
It was wonderful. I know. It was a wonderful piece of discourse.
Please. Adrian, what major changes have you made? I want to hear it from you without interruption. I want to hear from you. What major changes have you made?
So far, I have started paying back my parents for the amount of money that they've loaned to me to pay back my car.
What were their names again?
Jose and Dolores.
Hold on. Don't interrupt him. You can't help yourself. Go ahead. Continue, please.
I cleaned out my car. I'm going to keep it clean. I'm going to get the oil changed every single month now. These are changes I'm going to make. I just got my car back yesterday. I haven't had that much time to implement these changes. I'm going to keep track of my finances. I'm going to pay my credit card bills on time. I am going to talk to Oscar about more work I can do here for the podcast village. I'm going to keep interacting with listeners.
Hit the wrong one there. Sorry about that.
Yes, Oscar. Here's a question.
What about the drug abuse?
I will stop that.
Rob, you may participate now.
When you say stop.
Yes.
Cold turkey?
I mean, you can't do that.
Do you fade out to an ultimate zero, or where are you going to? And the fact that he called it abuse, I think we have a communications discrepancy there, because I don't think that you believe you're abusing it. I think you think you're using it. So let me rephrase the question. What about the drug use?
Yes, the marijuana.
Yes.
I will slow that down.
To what degree? You were at $60 a month.
Yes, I want to get down to 20 a month. No, I wasn't down to 60 a month. I was down to 60 a week.
Yeah. I tricked him.
I want to get back down to 20 a week.
What about zero a week?
That'd be great. How about zero for a time?
Yeah, try that. And if you really want to be financially responsible, don't change your oil every month, you dope. Every 3,000 miles is fine.
Correct.
During the phone scan, Wide Open Wednesday, we took some phone calls, and do you realize that there was a particular listener, I asked him if he was high, and he said, I can't do it for work. You realize that probably majority of workplaces will not allow you to have that in your system. You're aware of that without a medical doctor's release on something like that. So have you thought about, do you think you would be capable of cold turkeying it, of just stopping for, say, a month just as an experiment to see how you felt?
100%, because I've already stopped for a week because I haven't had a car or money. Okay, and so I feel exactly
when the same.
It would put $300 in your pocket.
No, I know. That'd be great.
When was the last time you smoked?
Last Wednesday.
What time?
And
it was at night, like right after I saw that my car was taken.
You haven't touched it since last Wednesday.
Correct. Yeah, because I smoked all of it. I was very depressed that day.
Okay, sure. Now, night. When are you? I know how it works because I have I've had a number of addictions myself.
Yes.
Have you thought about when the next time you will partake will be?
I mean, I've thought about it, but as soon as I do, I stop thinking about that.
Oh, excuse me. I have to ask, was it this past Wednesday or a week ago Wednesday?
A week ago Wednesday, not two days ago.
So a week and a half.
9 days.
Correct.
9 days.
That's good. Have you thought about maybe like taking the whole month off just to see how your body responds to it?
I haven't thought about it. I mean, I can do it for you guys, definitely.
Yeah, do it.
Don't do it for us.
No, shut up, Rob. Let him do it. Anyway, we get it. Go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Do you have any sort of withdrawal symptoms? Because I, you know, as you know, I love to smoke marijuana, and I keep some of it on top of my refrigerator in a bowl.
Stop it. But I'm not an enthusiast.
Do you have any sort of withdrawal symptoms when you don't have it, or do you just want it?
I mean, it's not a physically addicting drug. It's a
That's what they always say.
It's correct. It's psychological.
It's psychologically addiction. So I would guess that that would mean you wouldn't. It wouldn't manifest itself in any kind of withdrawal.
Correct.
You would just miss it psychologically because psychological dependency can be strong. But look, I think some people like it. Some people don't. It's just like if you were having cocktails every day, and a lot of people are screaming at me now. A lot of people, Mike, why don't you go a month without having a drink? I've gone a year without having a drink.
Yeah,
so
step
there you
off,
go.
And okay. He was boring.
So step up. But you know they're going to jump on us.
I went over 20 years without a drink, and I did fine.
But you were sad and depressed.
My first 20 years, yes.
Did you not have a drink until you were 20?
I didn't drink until, had a couple beers with my dad once or a glass of wine, but I didn't drink as a drinker until my 21st birthday.
Wow.
Remember, stocking shelves
as
and
a matter of fact,
checking out groceries. Yeah.
This is still the bottle cap of my first legal beer. It's on my keychain.
Oh, God.
It means a lot. Things change when you start to drink. I'm sorry, Oscar. Are you bored?
There you go. Let me play the insult again.
Jesus Christ, you are a disgrace to the country of Bolivia.
Okay, there it is. Thank you very much. All right, Adrian, think, look, your life is your life, and there are certain jobs that require you to kind of fly straight and narrow on that particular thing. We are not, but the fact is, if it's something that maybe motivates you a little more, clears your head a little bit, I'm like all for it, but you do whatever you want.
As a fellow Latino.
Yeah.
Do it for us.
I will. Oh, for our country. Wow, for our people. Para la gente.
Oh, my God.
I feel ill.
I do it for Cesar Chavez.
That's terrific. I like that angle. All right. I'm sorry.
I forgot to mention when we were speaking to Jessica, another thing that is on her resume is she's fluent in Spanish.
Oh.
So if you ever wanted to speak to Oscar or our intern, Adrian, they could do a Spanish podcast.
Now, Oscar doesn't like to speak.
But it's adorable when he does it.
Hold on. But he can. Adrian, we've addressed it with you. You don't speak, right?
I do. On my first day here, you guys made me have a conversation with Oscar in Spanish.
All he knows is La Raza.
Before we go to break, could the three of you, and I don't care what the subject is, could the three of you just have a brief conversation in Espanol, and then we will go to break after that. And when you're done, Oscar, signal me when the conversation is over. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Latina heavy today.
Yeah.
Take it away. Oscar, you can initiate.
Yeah, DACA TMOS. Jessica. ¿Qué piensas que de este idiota a la izquierda de ti?
No, se mira que es buena gente.
Yes, soy muy bueno.
We are done.
All right, hold on. Done. I got muy bien, bueno, very good. I got that from high school Spanish, Adrian.
You have little mom Spanish. Like, the only Spanish I speak is with my mom. So it's just mom Spanish.
Well, then pretend your mom is in the room.
Do
okay?
a lot of crying.
As you do all the time.
Yes.
All right, Adrian, I want you to now initiate the conversation, if you don't mind.
Okay. Buenos dias.
Todos. Oh, God!
What?
God, that's too easy.
You're a fraud.
Okay, let me help him out. If the only Spanish you speak is to your mom, you should do a phrase you're familiar with saying, like, shut the door, mom, I'm not done yet.
Buenas noches.
Rob.
I'm sorry.
Sargo a la medianoche de trabajo hoy. That means I get off at midnight.
Okay, that was so horrible.
And also, he's looking skyward while he speaks. Yeah, like he's looking for every word.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, ¿qué piensas de su español?
Más o menos.
Gracias, Jessica. Gracias.
She does.
Muy amable.
First of all, the first question I asked Jessica, what do you think of the idiot to your left of you? And she's like, oh, he's not so bad. He seems like a nice guy. And then Adrian gave his broken Spanish. And then the second question I asked is, Jessica, what do you think of his Spanish? And she said, más o menos.
Come si, come sa, right?
So, yeah, so, así, así.
Yeah, así, así. Así, así. Hace calor. Hace frío. ¿Dónde está lápiz, por favor? I'm asked, and by the way, my Spanish teacher in high school, Señor Williams. True story. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll tell you about the wonderful driving in Southwest Florida because, they're all here. We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Remember when we were talking about female sex robots?
Yes.
Okay, and that was fun.
I love this. Okay,
see,
we're at big win.
There was an article I found this week, And I love when I copy and print an article because it sometimes comes out with the headline huge. And my kid, Robert, comes down and sees this laying on my desk in this size font. And I'm going to read it the way the font, the size is. I'm going
to
reflect
Dad, what are you doing?
In my voice.
All right.
Male sex robots with bionic penises better than vibrators could go on sale this year.
Wow.
So Robert comes down and says, can I get a ride to the Rex? And I just go, turn it over. I said, we'll leave in 10 minutes.
Give me a second. Yeah. Got to get one of these for your mom.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Texture. How would you like to hold 200 magazines, all of your favorites, right in one hand? Now add to your pile not just current issues, back issues to... now add to your pile not just current issues, but back issues, comma, two. All in your hand. Is your arm tired yet? It doesn't need to be. All you need is Texture. With the Texture app, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device, plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like New Yorker, Sports Illustrated, Maxim, Real Simple, and my personal favorites like Women's Health. Don't do this to me again.
They do have Women's Health.
These are all great magazines.
He's doing multiples.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, you can't choose it like choosing a favorite child.
Unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like New Yorker, Sports Illustrated, Maxim, Real Simple, and my personal favorites like Women's Health, Allure, and Reader's Digest. I love humor in uniform. It's a scream. Right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations, and exclusive interactive features. Texture means having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. No heavy lifting. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price. With Texture, you will never be out in the cold again because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, everybody.
So traffic, good?
They're down here now. They're all down here.
I love when you refer to them just as they, and we've worked with you long enough that we know what you're referring to. Them.
Right, right. They are down here.
The blue hairs,
Well, it's a variety pack, but they're faces that I haven't seen, and they're here, and, you know, I haven't run into any of them behaving all that badly, but I do notice the traffic, and the traffic consists of, especially if you're out there around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you will see the people that are down here slaying the dragon, God love them, the people that drive the economy in Southwest Florida, and then you have the locusts. The parasites, the people that come down, swarm down here and suck off the teat of, you know, of the services and then blast back to, you know, to Blue Hair, Illinois when they when they're all done.
Indiana.
And that's the way they roll down here. But the only way I've noticed it is in the traffic. And what you will get where you will get a pickup truck going 75 miles an hour with a Salt Life sticker in the back of his window, and he will come up on a Lincoln MKZ that's going 3 miles per hour in the left lane.
Sure.
And you will hear, you know, so you constantly hear, first of all, I am not kidding you, you hear the sirens down here 4 times a day where someone has some bejeweled hand has turned her Acura into the path of an oncoming work truck.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and hilarity ensues. No, it doesn't. It actually, you know, results in the same sound effect that I've been playing all morning. And then, you know, it just happens. But it is the way of the world. And I will tell you another thing that when I normally am accustomed to driving upwards of 10, 11, 15 miles.
Yes.
Without even a thought. Now we are basically you guys. We're DC. We have to kind of think about where we're going because traffic is that intense down here. And it's just it's an interesting thing. As Carla says, we love it when they come down. We love it when they go back. That's kind of the way we roll with it. And you know, I'm a modified snowbird myself to a certain extent.
Sure.
But I'll be down here in mid-August, you know, because my kid will be going to school. That's the way that rolls. And as a matter of fact, last This will be the last year that we actually might linger up north a little bit, because then he's officially
real
in
school,
kindergarten,
yeah.
And we start real school and all bets are off. And, you know, that's the way kids go to school. They go to school a lot of times in mid-August now. And as far as the state of Florida, I read the handbook that said they wanted to make sure that all the kids were back in their classrooms just in time for the teeth of hurricane season. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to make sure that happened. You know, they can't have kids go to school November 1st down here.
No.
That's the only time there would be no threat. But
and some schools systems, they or some countries, I would say, they may make them go to school year-round.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and by the way,
what are we bitching about?
Hey, hurricanes, you see one coming, you know, the way they predict them now, you can get out of Dodge.
Get out.
Play your cars right. I've done it. I've actually arranged that, and I've had it happen. I know what to do. The fact is, it's better than a mudslide, like those poor people in California.
Oh, my God.
That of all the natural disasters, that would be the one way I would not want to go.
No.
I would not want to have some. You know what? The idea of just a wall of ooze coming down
mud.
A hill.
Yep.
It would be horrible.
And
be,
the power be behind it. You mentioned in the pre-show meeting what would be the natural disaster you'd least like to face, and you did not mention anything by name, and immediately I thought mudslide, even without you bringing it
famine.
Up. Famine. Yeah, famine? No, I could. You see, I could go for years without food.
Number one natural way I'd like to go? Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one way I'd like to go? Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Because, just like Caddyshack, I'd like to be out there and go, I set the course record. And if it doesn't kill you, it might give you superpowers.
Then Diego shimmies away.
Yeah, Diego the caddy. Well, I think you got a couple good hours, sir.
Yeah. And he came back. He was smarter, and he had one white eye. All right, let's take a break. We have to come back. Guess what time it is? It's Oscar's Take time.
Oscar's Take.
We got kind of caught up at the end of the show here. God, where'd the time go? I thought it was like I had a long break here.
Time flies.
I don't know what happened. Is it really time to break for Oscar's Take?
It is. We must, because Oscar has opinions to share.
God, I'm having too much fun. Gotta stop that. We'll be right back.
This is intern Dan O'Brien.
Yay!
You might know me as being the dull, vanilla intern who contributes absolutely nothing to the show. What you might not know is that when I'm not on the air, I'm making a living as Northern Virginia's third most popular fan salesman.
That's right!
Dan the Fan Man here to get you a deal on a brand new fan. Get a special discount by joining the Dan the Fan Man fan clan. Buy a fan for your car at our Dan the Fan Man fan van. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or my name isn't Dan
the Fan Man.
And you can find out about all our deals by clicking on the bonus show banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. And while you're there, buy a bonus show and a fan, but mostly a bonus show. And this summer, don't forget to look for the Dan the Fan Man Ultimate Ray-Ban Spray Tan Suntan Mobile Fan Beach Fan.
You'll be the hottest man on the sand,
especially if you're listening to the bonus show.
A pleasure.
Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, you know that using Harry's is as good for your wallet as it is for your
face.
Using Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a frequent shaver. And if you're not a frequent shaver and you don't, have a full beard, what's wrong with you? Come on, clean up.
What are you doing?
Come on.
That's smart. I love Harry's. And Harry's is so sure of their blades, they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. Just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. True story, Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off. They started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving. They bought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade-making experience and backed all their products with a 100% guarantee and at half of drugstore prices. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. That is a $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5-precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel also included, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Oscar, believe it or not, Skittles are all the exact same flavor.
What?
Yeah, I like the silence there. But each color is scented. Like the yellow ones have a lemon scent, which tricks our brains into thinking that they all taste different. But the fact is that when you eat a Skittle, it tastes just like another Skittle, and it's the way it tricks your brain. If you eat a red one, you think it's like maybe cherry. A lemon one is a yellow, but it's a ruse. It's fake. They all taste the same, Oscar Santana.
Gentlemen, I'm actually not shocked by this. I think this, if anything, the STEM movement in grade school and throughout high school, science, math, that's as important as it ever was. You should all know that all these artificial flavors come from science. This is why we have to push our kids and the youth of America towards science and math, because that's what's moving the economy. Skittles make the rainbow of cash if you get involved.
We got it. All right, that's it. Very good. So science, technology, engineering, and math. That's that's STEM. What you want the kids to STEM, and you want your kids involved with that. Yeah. I believe that.
Lemon, cherry, and lime.
Yeah.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, could store receipts be making you sick? According to, I feel like it's the Hollywood Squares. Oscar, I'm Peter. I'm Peter Marshall.
Or you could be John Tesh.
My ex isn't working.
Store receipts making you sick. According to a new study, the thermal printers that stores use cause your receipts to be covered in chemicals that have been linked to hormone metabolism and fertility problems. Those little receipts you get are messing up your bod.
This is the CVS effect. Anyone who's traveled to CVS, not so much at Rite Aid, CVS gives you the Old and New Testament of receipts. And at times, you will get some CVS cash. You're like, oh, $5? This is great. But is it worth the hazard they're putting you under when you take what, again, is the longest receipt ever for coupons you'll never use, and you stuff them in your jacket and you
covered
live with them
toxins.
All day.
Toxins.
Covered with horrible toxins.
Why aren't we digital now? They have an app. They don't push it hard enough.
That's right, because it's expensive, right? They're not doing it because it's expensive.
They're not doing it.
Absolutely
they're
right.
Not
you're
doing
listening
it right.
To
Oscar's
Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, maybe you should never shake hands with anyone at work. According to another survey, more than half of people say they don't always wash their hands after they use the bathroom at work. Oh, and 1 out of 10 people take their lack of hygiene even further and sometimes eat when they're sitting on the toilet at work. Is there anybody? Is there anyone in this room that has ever eaten while sitting on the toilet at work?
No.
Show of hands. Anyone? I have not.
No,
I have not. No,
no, we're not barnyard animals.
No,
we're not animales.
Though I will say a quick sidebar: as Rofo and I were working here the other day,
Rofo's name immediately.
And you know you're doing it wrong in life when Rofo questions what you're about to do.
Yeah,
okay.
Is I looked at a keyboard we had purchased for the Podcast Village, and as I'm looking at it, I'm like, I'll be right back. I gotta hit the can. I'm walking towards the front door, and he says, Hey. Are you taking the keyboard in there? And I said, no, man. I was about to throw it on the couch. You think I'm an animal? Like he was questioning if I was going to go inspect this keyboard while on the can, right?
Well, what it was brown tooth technology.
You're listening to
Stay away from the toilet. Stay away. Do nothing there. And fist bumps all around. No more handshakes.
Right on.
I agree.
And minimum hugging.
A terrible flu season this year.
Yeah.
Oscar, a 29-year-old woman from Lakewood, Washington, just moved in with her new boyfriend a few weeks ago. When she got home last Friday, she wanted to cuddle with him, but he wasn't into it. And when she tried to kiss him, he didn't kiss her back.
Mm.
That made her so upset that she grabbed a kitchen knife and tried to stab him. He called the cops, and she was arrested for assault. I know you know the ways of interpersonal communications. What do you think of this woman stabbing her boyfriend for not cuddling with her?
All right. This Me Too movement has gone too far. All right.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, no.
I'm not
You're
saying
it
it's part of it
movement.
At all.
Wow.
All right. Again, I apologize to anybody that might be offended. What I am saying is this, that sometimes when you turn a ship too fast, it capsizes, right? This has been decades of unfairness, wage inequality. I'm with you, but we got to turn it slow, all right? We can't just get violent with the men we don't like in our lives. Everybody, really evaluate what's going on here. She should go to jail. No one should be stabbed.
That was one of my favorite kind of socially unredeeming Oscars takes.
Oscar,
ABC is supposedly trying to arrange for a mass bachelor wedding with the last three couples formed on The Bachelorette. They're all still engaged, but it's just an idea they're kicking around that they're going to have a mass bachelor wedding. I do not watch the show. I know you do, so I thought I'd throw in, like Rob does occasionally, a bachelor story.
Toss a bachelor bone.
This week, I am in, and I'm caught up finally to The Bachelor.
Yes.
He has a slew of garbage cans that are fighting for his affection. I would say that this would be nothing new except for a brand extension, because when you find love on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, they like to pepper in love stories, which is also filler for whatever trade they got to film the wedding and pay the cast to be there, right? Who doesn't want to see a lot of pretty people getting married? Another page out of the playbook I'll watch because I'm a rube and I'm for the brand.
You're listening to Oscar's Day. Oscar, finally, Pornhub. Pornhub has released data showing that from the minute the missile alert in Hawaii went out, traffic to their website dropped by almost 80%. It was scary for people over there. Of course, there were still people who decided to plow on through, or else they hadn't seen the alert. Yes. And so that's what I guess the 20% was. This isn't surprising. Thinking you're about to be killed by a missile isn't something where you want to just linger on your porn site.
No.
What came next, however, was unexpected. When the second message went out that all things were clear, that there was not a missile threat, there was a huge surge in traffic to Pornhub. At 8:45 a.m. local time, the correction was issued and traffic crawled back up. But by 9:01 a.m., there was a sudden spike.
Wow.
Just when people had time to return from their storm drains to get comfortable. At the peak of its traffic, the site was seeing 50% more hits than an average non-missile-y Saturday.
Oh, a non-missile-y one?
Non-missile-y one. It just exploded in popularity after the missile alert. What's your take, Oscar Santana?
Gentlemen, what you don't know, even though you can, and ladies, of course, you know, equal opportunity, for those of you out there that go incognito or private browsing and you think nobody knows, the person that's providing that content knows.
Knows.
And you know, yes. I'm into big data, Mike. I've talked about it for some time now, right?
Yes. Right.
Big data is going to change the world. Also, there's a follow-up to that story that just broke this morning, because once that data is there, then there's more data that follows that,
sure.
Right? That the majority of those clicks came from Hawaii's emergency preparedness building where they sent actual text.
No. Yeah.
All those guys were there with the scotch tape signs on the wall watching their Pornhub. All right. I love that. That's Oscar's take. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back.
Hey, isn't missile alert a category?
Yeah, definitely. Right next to massage. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak on the Mike Romero Show.
Where you watch the big game is every bit as important as who's in it. Make your destination Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Jimmy's has the best wings, the coldest beer, and your friends from the Mike O'Mara Show. Sunday, February 4th. Watch the game on big screen TVs with Mike, Oscar, and Rob. Make your reservations at 703-435-JIMS. And don't miss the grand opening of the long-awaited, highly anticipated Buffalo Wing. Sunday, February 4th at Jimmy's in Herndon, Virginia. A full day of big-time, big-game fun.
Previous details are largely still up in the air. Whether or not the Buffalo Wing will actually be ready for the party is not guaranteed. There may or may not be working bathroom. You can count on constant PA announcements from Jimmy Cerrito, guaranteeing that you'll miss all the key commercials during the broadcast. Stephen Douglas McIntyre will be seated at the head of the table for 300 patrons. Whether happy or sad, Zoolander may cry. Todd Moore will be tall. Adrian will be short. The promise of a ribbon cutting and a grand opening before kickoff was made with the word promise in air quotes. The big game at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Keep your fingers crossed.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You already know how important it is to buy the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. Remember, our show depends on it. But even if you've already bought yours, think of others.
Others!
Now it's easier than ever to give the gift of the bonus show. It's easier to give someone than the flu. Plus, no vomiting. It's like a fever dream of fun. Just click the gift bonus show banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. Boom! It's that easy. Now you can send the gift certificate to yourself so that you can give it in person, or send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away.
Yay.
It's never been so easy to give the gift of laughter, and better yet, they'll get access to all the bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So, quit sucking, start giving, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, Jan 19th, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, is anybody at the news gathering organizations, is anybody listening? No.
I don't know.
Nobody
don't
is know. Listening. No.
No, they're
no,
not. No,
no, no.
No, no, no.
You know who is listening? No, no, no.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no. No one's listening, but Jimmy Kimmel is listening. I nearly fell out when I heard this.
Long Island plans to build a new high-volt power line, which would run 7.2 miles underground between Uniondale and Lynbrook. People we spoke with are worried about increased traffic near that route. That includes Hugh Janus. He works at a liquor store in Garden City.
I mean, Stewart Avenue is pretty bad enough during rush hour.
Hugh Janus. I've heard of him. Reporters came
can you play
in
it again?
And said, hey,
yeah, you got to look for
you
it.
You got to catch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, you know, we've seen made-up names on the
I
news
saw
before.
It live yesterday,
yeah.
And then I was like, and I had to rewind it to be like, what are you
saying?
Worried
about increased traffic near that route. That includes Hugh Janus. He works at a liquor store in Garden City.
I mean, Stewart Avenue is pretty bad enough during rush hour.
Hugh Janus.
The guy is laughing while he's talking to them.
He gave his name as Hugh Janus.
Yeah. One
more time,
please. How many levels did that have to go through before it made television? Oh, forgive me, not that.
Long
this.
Island plans to build a new high-volt power line, which would run 7.2 miles underground between Uniondale and Lynbrook. People we spoke with are worried about increased traffic near that route. That includes Hugh Janus. He works at a liquor store in Garden City.
I mean, Stewart Avenue is pretty bad enough during rush hour.
So he can't even keep a straight face. So watch out when you're buying your New Jersey liquor for Hugh Janus. I don't think we've mentioned this before, and I couldn't risk not covering it. So forgive me if it's a repeat, but I'm pretty sure it's not. Mike, can you name this voice?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day
that's
it
the camel,
is?
That's the camel from the Geico commercial.
Exactly, but it's someone
or
more...
Or is it Progressive or one
that's
of the
That's the Geico camel,
company.
Because Geico, the Geico they camel. Occasionally buy a commercial, apparently. I read this in the...
You know, you should be proud that that little firm's in Richmond. The creative firm that...
Is it really?
Hey, Oscar, that's the goal for 2018.
Yeah.
Get Geico.
Geico. Yes. Let's not slander them anymore.
But
get
did you
Geico.
Know... You know the guy who does the voice of the camel. Listen again. This blew my mind because once I knew it, I could not unhear it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
I'll give you a hint. Think of my celebrity doppelganger.
Toby?
Yes, it's Chris Sullivan from This Is Us.
Really?
Okay. Yes, that's right. Him doing
that
the voice.
F.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Because there's a new Geico commercial where the camel has a stroke.
Yeah.
And falls through a glass coffee table.
Uh-huh.
It's good. So check that out. But anyway, that really blew my mind because I never put the two of them together.
I get upset at him because it's another $350K if he just goes scale for a national commercial
yeah.
just for
mm-hmm.
that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
$350K every time he steps on a scale just without the K.
That's a fat suit.
I know, but he could wear it on the scale.
That's why I'll keep chugging those invites out on Voice 123.
Gordon Ramsay, I'm still a fan. I still watch the Hell's Kitchen every week. It's the all-star season. But he did a funny interview where he talks about, you know, he's got a legendary foul mouth, but that wouldn't transfer to his children, would it?
I taught them very early on in life, you know, that those words were naughty. Never use them. And so it was at Twins' 18th birthday party on Saturday just gone. And we had this amazing Great Gatsby party and we had Olly Murs sing. And so, literally, at 12:05, my youngest turned around and said, Dad. I said, you okay, Matilda? She said, it's time to off now.
Oh, wow.
16 years of age.
F.
Did he say 18 or 16?
16. Dad,
okay,
it's time to right. F off now. Pretty great. Love that. Did you see the video of the big speed, like a yacht, as a huge yacht that just plowed right into the fishing boat?
Probably... 15 times. Oscar,
it's
this
amazing.
Video
Man.
Is stunning. They are in Oregon. They are out in the middle of salmon fishing grounds, and you see it looks like a scene out of Caddyshack, only it's real.
It's real.
They are on a flatboat, a little fishing boat, a tiny little fishing boat, and in the distance, coming at probably 35 knots, full speed,
easy.
Is a giant cruiser that is going breakneck, and it it runs right into them.
I can't believe it.
The guy on the yacht claims that he didn't see them for the windshield because they were such a small craft. However,
they claim... That doesn't surprise me. I believe him.
They claim they saw him texting.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't doubt he didn't... Yeah, okay. All right, well...
So it's
no, they didn't see him texting.
So there's two sides to every story, but I just want to play the audio.
I've been on those big boats. It was probably... He didn't see them, but I mean, it might have been a combination of... It doesn't matter. It's up to the captain of the giant boat to be mindful of what's in front of him, and he didn't see that. And listen, the thing about it is they were far enough away... Where texting or not,
no one else.
You're at fault. Yeah. That's it. That's
the way check out the audio. It's pretty incredible. Here we go.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Oh my God! Look out!
And then you hear the camera actually submerge.
You get in the drink.
Yeah.
But they jumped off. They would have been killed.
They would absolutely be killed.
They would have died.
I'm surprised they didn't die anyway with
the
proximity.
Did you see the one fat guy that just didn't want to jump over? Mm. Did you see, like, linger? I couldn't believe how long he stayed on the boat. I didn't get that.
He had to stay on the boat because he was editing the Tony Perkins show.
You know, you see.
Oh,
seriously,
that was a low blow.
That was. That's not
you
a,
see,
Pony, why did you write that?
It looks like a husband and a wife, yes. And you see them, and the guy...
And a loser brother.
Some loser in the front who's just sitting there going, huh? Why should I help wave my arms, duh? And then they both jump off, and then he waits. It's like he waited till the last possible second. It was insane.
You couldn't direct a horror movie and have a more compelling 20
Play
seconds.
Play one more time. This is so scary to hear that.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Oh, my God!
Ran right over him. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Unbelievable they weren't killed.
All right. Scott Van Pelt from ESPN did an amazing analysis, arguably that we've all lived under the impression that Joe Namath is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's a Hall of Famer, had some amazing victories, early Super Bowl victories. But when he examined
Legendary drunkard.
When they examined his stats, this was really surprising.
This is crazy about Namath, who is a Hall of Famer. His image, Broadway Joe, the minx, the guy in the shirt off poolside interview before the Super Bowl, the Colts said they'd win. Then he runs off the field waving his finger. He becomes a legend forever. And he deserved to. You know what his career completion percentage was? 50.1%. That would have been the lowest percentage of any quarterback in the NFL this year. You know how many years Namath had more touchdown passes than interceptions? One.
So those are amazing statistics. The game has truly changed. So they reached out to Namath to get a reaction, saying that, you know, he wouldn't be able to play in the modern environment. This is what Namath said.
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe. Huge compliment. You know Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team.
That's your Magic Audio. Have a great playoff weekend, everybody. Long way to go, people. I hope it was worth it.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
No, 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 no.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.